This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Here in Western Europe, it would sound like something out of the Dark Ages. Prosecutors and judges are proposing that rapists should be treated more leniently if they marry their victims. But this suggestion is actually being put forward in modern-day Turkey, apparently as a means of speeding up the country's notoriously slow judicial system. Dorian Jones reports.
Until 2004, rapists who married their victims would receive a reduced or suspended sentence. Numerous rape women were forced by their families and the families of the perpetrator to marry their rapist, all in the name of protecting so-called family honour. Now the country's High Council of Judges and Prosecutors have provoked outrage by discussing its return as a way of cutting down their workload. Pinar Ilkaracan of the Women for Women's Human Rights group campaigned for its removal. She now fears it's about to be reinstated.
It was one of the articles which drew the most reaction from the public, that the government wanted to keep this article and finally it was cancelled. However, the government has changed the composition and the members of the Higher Council of Judges and Prosecutors, and now in the new council there are judges and prosecutors who are much more conservative, and now it seems to be a backlash to the changes in the penal code.
The proposal drew widespread media condemnation, and on the streets of Istanbul too there is much anger. This woman's view is typical.
When I read it, I couldn't believe it. Like, it could not be true. Such a mentality is still existing. And that mentality is existing in Turkish judicial system that see the women as objects and nothing else.
The growing political firestorm has seen the judges and prosecutors running for cover, claiming it was only an idea which the majority did not agree with. The Minister for Women's Affairs, Fatma Shaheen, also condemned the proposal, describing it as weird and promising to protect women's rights. We will personally follow everything that concerns the establishment of a legal basis to empower women. We will not back down, Shaheen said. Strengthening women in all areas is part of the ministry's main action plan. The ruling AK party, with its Islamic roots, has frequently been questioned over its commitment to women's rights. The latest controversy over the treatment of rape women has refocused the attention on the attitude of the Turkish state and the government towards this particular crime. Maybe the most striking statistic in the debate is that Turkey does not have a single rape crisis centre where women can receive counselling. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.